Wow.
Yeah. Boy, I don't think, was this Nancy?
President of the United States.
Caller.
Oh, okay. Welcome to our
California.
Our broadcast.
Yeah, you are correct, sir.
you are correct, sir.
Johnny Carson.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Wow, that was amazing. Sorry for interrupting, but it's amazing. Nancy Pelosi was actually coherent there in her introduction. Surprising.
I'm always at all with how is she always coherent?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Scott, what are you drinking, Budweiser?
Oh, no, it's a Sealy beverage.
Thank you all very much. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you.
Okay.
Boy, bad camera work on the transition there. Or bad switching.
Thank you all very, very much. Thank you. Please. Thank you so much. Madam Speaker, Madam Vice President, and our First Lady and Second Gentleman, members of Congress and the Cabinet, Justice of the Supreme Court, my fellow Americans. Last year, COVID-19 kept us apart. This year, we're finally together again. Tonight...
What a cliche. You guys are watching and listening.
Tonight, we meet as Democrats, Republicans, and Independents.
I can't hear anything.
But most importantly...
Pull it up on your browser or your...
With the duty to one another,
or
to
your,
America, to the American people, to the Constitution. And an unwavering resolve... that freedom will always triumph over tyranny.
Freedom will always triumph over tyranny. I think he stole that from somebody.
Six days ago, Russia's Vladimir Putin sought to shake the very foundations of the free world, thinking he could make it bend to his menacing ways. But he badly miscalculated. He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over. Instead, he met with a wall of strength he never anticipated.
A wall of strength.
He met the Ukrainian people.
He met the Ukrainian people. Ooh.
President Zelensky.
Oh, someone waving a flag in the gallery.
To every Ukrainian, their fearlessness, their courage, their determination.
He does not look
literally
at
inspires
all
the
coherent.
World.
No.
Groups of citizens blocking tanks with their bodies.
I bet you.
Everyone from students to retirees to teachers
probably
turned soldiers
underneath the table
defending their homeland.
Of course. As allegedly,
in this struggle, President Zelensky said in his speech to the European Parliament, light will win over darkness. Ukrainian ambassador to the United States is here tonight, sitting with the First Lady.
What a cliche.
Let each of us, if you're able to stand and send an unmistakable signal to the world, Ukraine.
So applause is going to influence the world. Okay.
Thank you.
Really.
Right, she's strong, she's resolved.
Oh, and a couple of lawmakers are hugging each other. Oh, how nice. One with a Ukrainian flag.
Yes. We, the United States of America, stand with the Ukrainian people. Throughout our history, we've learned this lesson. When dictators do not pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos.
He just called Putin a dictator.
And the cost, the threats to the America and America to the world.
To America, the world.
That's why the NATO alliance was created.
I think I'm down to three drinks already. Sorry.
After World War II, the United States is a member, along with 29 other nations. It matters. American diplomacy matters. American resolve matters. Putin's latest attack on Ukraine was premeditated and totally unprovoked. He rejected repeated efforts at diplomacy. He thought the West and NATO wouldn't respond.
No, there were no diplomatic efforts before the attack.
This chamber and this nation. He thought he could divide us in Europe as well. But Putin was wrong.
He was wrong.
We are ready. We are united, and that's what we did. We stayed united. We prepared
more dictators
and carefully. We spent months building coalitions of other freedom-loving nations in Europe and the Americas, from America to the Asian and African continents, to confront Putin. Like many of you, I spent countless hours unifying our European allies.
Your European allies.
We knew Putin was planning, and precisely how we would try to falsify and justify his aggression. We countered Russia's lies with the truth. And now that he's acted, the free world is holding him accountable.
The tree world?
Along with 27 members of the European Union, including France, Germany, Italy, as well as countries like the United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, Korea, Australia, New Zealand, and many others, even Switzerland.
Well, it's true. It was
unprovoked. Inflicting pain on Russia, supporting the people of Ukraine. Putin is now isolated from the world more than he has ever been. Together,
we are not united, Biden. You are dividing.
Yeah.
Together, along with our allies, we are right now enforcing powerful economic sanctions.
Incoherent.
We're cutting off Russia's largest banks in the international financial system, preventing Russia's central bank from defending the Russian ruble, making Putin's
he can't even say ruble.
War fund worthless. We're choking Russia's access.
And Switzerland was the one who started the bank thing.
You countered Russia's lie with the truth.
Weakened military for years to come.
So shut up.
Tonight, I say to the Russian oligarchs and the corrupt leaders who built billions of dollars off this violent regime, no more. The United States.
Yeah, no more.
I mean it.
You mean it.
The United States.
Nancy,
Department of Justice is assembling a dedicated task force to go after the crimes of the Russian oligarchs. We're joining with European allies to find and seize their yachts, their luxury apartments, their private jets.
I don't want to have to keep staring at
We're
Nancy
coming
Sagan.
For you, ill-begotten gains.
Why did
Tonight,
she pick that shirt?
I'm announcing that we
so
will join
see
our
her
allies
sagging.
In closing off American airspace to all Russian flights, further isolating Russia and adding additional squeeze on their economy.
Are you drunk?
Not yet.
The ruble has already lost 30% of its value. The Russian stock market has lost 40% of its value, and trading remains suspended. The Russian economy is reeling, is the one to blame. Together with our allies, we're providing support to the Ukrainians in their fight for freedom. Military assistance, economic assistance, humanitarian assistance. We're giving more than $1 billion in direct assistance to Ukraine, and we'll continue to aid the Ukrainian people as they defend their country.
I find very intriguing about Biden is that with everything he's saying, he doesn't mean it.
Exactly.
He's not meaning what he's saying.
But let me be clear.
He's putting on this little, this little skit.
And will not engage.
He's saying he's play acting.
Deploy Ukraine. but
our forces are not going to Europe to fight Ukraine, but to defend our NATO allies in the event that
you haven't gone after anything, Biden. You have done nothing
for that
for
purpose,
our military.
Mobilized the ground force level and air squadrons. Ship deployments to protect NATO countries, including Poland, Romania, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've made crystal clear, the United States and our allies will defend every territory with the full force of our collective power. Every single inch.
Every single inch. The Republicans are going.
I bet you all the Republicans are looking at this thinking, what an idiot.
Yeah.
And we're clear-eyed. Ukrainians are fighting back.
Idiots.
Oh,
what? So you're going to keep putting them on timeout now, Biden?
Mm-hmm.
Be hard on
them. Russia like a bunch of
violence and chaos.
Yeah, keep feeling that. You're going to get
while
us
while he
chill.
May make gains on the battlefield.
Way to go, Biden.
Pay a continuing high price over the long run. And a pound of Ukrainian people, proud, proud people, pound for pound, ready to fight with every inch of energy they have.
Good, but
they've
not good enough.
Years
what
of
about
independence.
Taking Russia
repeatedly shown that they will not tolerate anyone who tries to take their country backwards.
We gotta do something better than this. Hey,
I'll be honest,
we gotta
with
fight.
I always promised I would be.
Mm-hmm.
A Russian dictator invading a foreign country.
Oh, there's another stutter. I gotta
around
drink.
The world.
We should.
And I'm taking robust action to make sure the pain
you're
of our sanctions is targeted at a Russian economy, and that we use every tool at our disposal to protect American businesses and consumers.
Biden, we know
tonight,
you're sleeping with food.
I can announce the United States has worked with 30 other countries to release 60 million barrels of oil from reserves around the world. America will lead that effort. Releasing 30 million barrels of our own strategic petroleum reserve. And we stand ready to do more if necessary, united with our allies. These steps will help blunt gas prices here at home. But I know news about what's happening can seem alarming to all Americans.
You think?
But I want you to know, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay.
When the history of this era is written, Putin's war in Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger. Well, while
you're going to keep sticking with them in bed, Biden?
And he really
while it shouldn't have taken
all of that,
I'm sorry
it shouldn't have taken
this,
something so terrible for people around the world to see what's at stake.
Trump's wife
now everyone
is from
sees
Russia,
it clearly.
Yeah.
We see unity among leaders
neighboring country.
So,
a more unified Europe, a more unified West. We see unity among the people who are gathered in cities and large crowds around the world, even in Russia, to demonstrate their support for the people of Ukraine. In the battle between democracy and autocracies, democracies are rising to the moment.
Time is something you don't
have.
The
world is clearly choosing the side of peace and security.
Oh.
This is the real test. It's going to take time.
I better drink now.
Let's continue to draw inspiration from the iron will of the Ukrainian people.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Our fellow Ukrainian Americans, who forge the deep bond that connects our two nations, we stand with you. We stand with you.
Putin circled Kyiv with
tanks, but he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people. He'll never extinguish their love of freedom.
Of the Iranian people?
And he will
people?
Never, never weaken the resolve of the free world.
We're going to be okay. Yeah, sure, Biden.
We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. So that's how you talk to a dog or a cat.
We meet tonight in an America that has lived through two of the hardest years this nation has ever faced.
Yeah.
The pandemic has been punishing.
I know how this.
And so many families are living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to keep up with the rising cost of food, gas, housing, and so much more. I understand, like many of you did, my dad had to leave his home in Scranton, Pennsylvania to find work. So like many of you, I grew up in a family when the price of food went up, it was felt throughout the family. It had an impact. That's when one of the first things I did as president was fight to pass the American
Russia
Rescue
for
Plan.
With
because
Ukraine?
People were hurting.
That's stupid.
We needed to act,
that.
And we did. Few pieces of legislation have done more at a critical moment in our history to lift us out of a crisis. It fueled our efforts to vaccinate the nation and combat COVID-19, delivered immediate economic relief to tens of millions of Americans. help put food on the table.
That was started in the trunk.
Those long lines of cars waiting for hours just to get a box of food put in their trunk. It cut the cost of health care insurance. And as my dad used to say, it gave the people just a little bit of breathing room.
Let's go, Brandon,
FKB! Unlike the $2 trillion tax cut passed by the previous administration that benefited the top 1% of Americans, the American Rescue Plan...
Yay! Biden's a moron! Yay!
The American Rescue Plan helped working people and left no one behind.
He put his foot too, huh?
Folks... And it worked. It worked.
Yeah, because of you, Biden.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, you're funny, Biden.
A lot of booze still going on.
It worked. We created jobs, lots of jobs. In fact, our economy created over 6.5 million new jobs just last year. More jobs in 1 year than ever before in the history of the United States of America. The economy grew at a rate of 5.7 last year, the strongest growth rate in 40 years. The first step in bringing fundamental change to our economy that hasn't worked for working people in this nation for too long.
Yeah, start mandating the vaccine that doesn't work.
We were
told the
tax break for those at the top of the benefits would trickle down and everyone would benefit. But that trickle-down theory led to a weaker economic growth. Lower wages, bigger deficits, and a widening gap between the top and everyone else, and nearly a
second.
Vice President Harris and I ran
us a
for
rope
office,
so we could
and I realized we had fundamental disagreements on this, but ran for office with a new economic vision for them. Invest in America. Educate America.
They're booing at him.
Grow the workforce. Build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. Because we know. Because we know.
We all realize this thing is good.
Because we know when the middle class grows, the poor have a way up and the wealthy do very well.
They're all booing at them. Can you hear us?
America used to have the best roads, bridges, and airports on earth.
Oh, it didn't.
And now our infrastructure is ranked 13th in the world. Won't be able to compete for the jobs of the 21st century if we don't fix it. That's why it was so important to pass the bipartisan infrastructure law. And I thank my Republican friends to join to invest
in rebuild America. Instead of being a
journalist,
I'll be a logger.
The single biggest investment in history. It was a bipartisan effort, and I want to thank the members of both parties who worked to make it happen. We're done talking about infrastructure weeks. We're now talking about an infrastructure decade. And look, it's going to transform America, to put us in a path to win the economic competition of the 21st century that we face with the rest of the world, particularly China.
Yeah.
I told Xi Jinping, it's never been a good bet to bet against the American people. We'll create good jobs for millions of Americans, modernizing roads, airports, ports, waterways, all across America. And we'll do it to withstand the devastating effects of climate change and promote environmental justice. We'll build a national network of 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. Begin to replace the poisonous lead pipes so every child, every American has clean water to drink at home and at school.
Oh, wow, clean water.
We're going to provide affordable, high-speed internet for every American, rural, suburban, urban, and tribal communities.
But we won't cancel student loans.
Have already been announced. Many of you have announced them in your districts. And tonight, I'm announcing that this year, we will start fixing over 65,000 miles of highway.
There's
1,500 bridges in disrepair.
You had to think about that number of bridges.
Folks.
Right.
When we use taxpayers' dollars to rebuild America, we're going to do it by buying America. Buy American products. Support American jobs. the federal government spends about $600 billion a year to keep this country safe and secure. There's been a law on the books for almost a century to make sure taxpayers' dollars support American jobs and businesses. Every administration, Democrat and Republican, says they'll do it. But we're actually doing it. We'll buy America to make sure every
aircraft
carrier to the steel and highway guardrails is made in America from the beginning to end. All of it. All of it.
Biden realized that this electric plant is not really electric after all,
folks,
because it would still take mining and still take gas power stuff to get to it.
Of the future.
What a dumb
loving playing field with China and other competitors. That's why it's so important to pass the Bipartisan Innovation Act sitting in Congress that will make record investments in emerging technologies and American manufacturing. We used to invest almost 2% of our GDP in research and development. We don't now. China is. Let me give you one example why it's so important to pass. If you travel 20 miles east of Columbus, Ohio, you'll find 1,000 empty acres of land. Look closely, you'll see a field of dreams.
Ouch.
The ground on which America's future
will be built. You ain't gonna do nothing, Biden. You're gonna go.
That's where Intel, the American company that helped build Silicon Valley, is going to build a $20 billion semiconductor megasite. Up to 8 state-of-the-art factories in one place.
Factories?
10,000 new jobs. And in those factories, the average job about $135.
He's taking stuff from Trump. Look at that.
Some of the most sophisticated manufacturing in the world.
Good point.
To make computer chips the size of a fingertip.
Computer chips.
The power of the world in everyday lives. From smartphones, technology, the internet, technology is yet to be invented.
No, you're not.
But that's just the beginning. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger was here tonight. I don't know where Pat is. Pat, there you go. Pat, stand up.
What about logging companies? What about us?
Pat.
Biden doesn't give a about us, I guess.
No.
Apparently.
Pat came to see me and told me they're ready to increase their investment from $20 billion to $100 billion. That would be the biggest investment in manufacturing in American history. And all they're waiting for is for you to pass this bill. So let's not wait any longer.
Wow.
Send it to my desk. I'll sign it. And we'll really take off in a big way. And folks, Intel is not alone. There's something happening in America. Just look around and you'll see an amazing story. The rebirth of pride that comes from stamping products made in America. The revitalization of American manufacturing. Companies are choosing to build new factories here.
Now, haven't you enough?
Just a few years ago, they would have gone overseas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. Ford is investing $11 billion in electric vehicles, creating 11,000 jobs across the country. GM is making the largest investment in its history. $7 billion
in
electric vehicles, creating 4,000 jobs in Michigan. All told, 369,000 new manufacturing jobs were created in America last year alone.
What about this year?
Folks, powered by people I've met like JoJo Burgess from generations of union steelworkers in Pittsburgh. Who's here tonight? Where are you,
Guy
JoJo?
Can't talk.
There you go. Thanks, buddy. As Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown says, as Sherrod Brown says, it's time to bury the label Rust Belt. It's time to see the what used to be called the Rust Belt become the home
of a significant
resurgence of manufacturing. And with all the bright spots in our economy, record job growth, higher wages, too many families are struggling to keep up with their bills. Inflation is robbing them of gains they thought otherwise they would be able to feel. I get it.
What?
That's why my top priority
bad
is getting
phrasing.
Prices under control. Look, our economy roared back
it?
Faster
back
than almost anyone
program?
Predicted.
Yeah.
The pandemic meant that businesses had a hard time hiring enough people because of the pandemic to keep up production in their factories. So you didn't have people making those beams that went in the buildings because they were out.
Beams or beams?
Closed. The panic also disrupted the global supply chain. Factories closed. When that happens, it takes longer to make goods and get them to the warehouses, to
oh,
the stores,
stutter.
And prices go up. Look at cars last year. 1/3 of all the inflation was because of automobile sales. There weren't enough semiconductors to make all the
Wait.
Cars that people wanted to
Not
buy.
Not when you came in office.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Prices of automobiles went way up.
Because
especially
of,
used vehicles as well.
That doesn't make sense. He's
and
not
so we have a
sense.
Choice. One way to fight inflation is to drive down wages and make Americans poorer. I think I have a better idea to fight inflation. Lower your costs, not your wages.
How do you lower costs? That doesn't make sense.
Folks.
You can't lower costs without lowering wages or the cost for production
that means
or
make
whatever.
More cars and semiconductors in America. More infrastructure
exactly.
innovation in America. More goods moving faster and cheaper in America. More jobs where you can earn a good living in America. Instead of relying
that,
on foreign supply chains,
that's you know,
make
the
it
thing.
In America.
You lay.
This is just so much democratic rhetoric, it's ridiculous.
Economists!
Yeah, because of you. There you go.
Economists call this increasing the productive capacity of our economy. Of our
uh-huh.
economy.
Our
I call it
company.
Building a better America.
Oh, no.
My plan
you,
to fight inflation will lower your cost and lower the deficit.
Biden, do us a favor, go drink.
Said my plan out. Will ease long-term inflationary pressure. Top business leaders, and I believe most Americans
Thank
support
you
the plan. And here's the plan. First,
oh.
cut the cost of prescription drugs.
Oh, Nancy's getting so bored. Nancy
we
Pelosi, she's looking at the printout of the speech.
For the same drug produced by the same company in America than any other country in the world.
Yeah, because of you, dumb.
Excellent. 1 in 10 Americans has diabetes. Virginia,
no,
I
here's
a 13-year-old
idea.
Boy, the handsome young man.
Drag your out of the
Joshua
office.
Davis.
Enjoy.
He and his dad both have type 1 diabetes. Which means they need insulin every single day. Insulin costs about $10 a vial to make. That's what it costs the pharmaceutical company.
You couldn't
but
say it.
Drug companies charge families like Joshua and his dad up to 30 times that amount. I spoke with Joshua's mom. Imagine what it's like to look at your child who needs insulin to stay healthy and have no idea how in God's name you're going to be able to pay for it.
Let's go, Brandon!
What it does to your family, but what it does to your dignity.
Joe Biden.
Your child in the eye.
Get him out of here.
Parent, you expect yourself
this
to
This is just democratic rhetoric.
Minute, think about it.
Yeah.
Yo, what's that? Joe Biden!
Yesterday, Joshua's here tonight, but yesterday was his birthday. Happy birthday, by the way.
Let's go, Brandon!
For Joshua. And 200,000 other young
Build
people
back
with type 1 diabetes. Let's cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month. So everyone can afford it.
So the drug companies
drug
suddenly
companies
take a big loss
very well
of profit.
Market.
Yep.
No, they won't.
Here we go.
By
a couple thousand,
I know
probably.
We have great disagreements on this floor with this. Let's let Medicare negotiate the price of prescription drugs.
Oh, so we want socialized medicine.
They already set
this
the price for VA
this
drugs.
This is communist right here. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Look, the American Rescue Plan is helping millions of families with Affordable Care Act plans to save them $2,400 a year on their health agreements. Let's close the coverage gap and make these savings permanent.
Oh, my God, you called them
second.
You were perverted, old man.
Mm-hmm.
let's cut energy costs for families. An average of $500 a year by combating climate change. Let's provide an investment tax credit to weatherize your home and your business. To be energy efficient and get a tax credit for it.
Tax credits for weatherizing your home already exist in many states.
So much more. Lower the price of electric vehicles, saving another $80 a month that you're not going to have to pay at the pump.
Again, he's trying to get the manufacturers of products and goods to take hits on profit.
The third thing we can do to change the standard of living for hardworking folks.
Hold on, Scott. I just saw something.
Cut the cost of child care.
You're cutting profit as well.
Hold on.
If you live in a major city in America, you pay up to $14,000 a year for child care per child. I was a single dad for 5 years, raising two kids. I had a lot of help, though. I had a mom, a dad, brother and sister that really helped.
Let's make insulin more expensive.
Middle class working folks shouldn't have to pay more than 7% of their income to care for the young children. My plan would cut the cost of child care in half for most families and help parents, including millions of women who left the workforce during the pandemic because they couldn't afford child care. To be able to get back to work, generating economic growth. But my plan doesn't stop there. It also includes home and long-term care, more affordable housing.
My plan.
Pre-K for 3 and 4-year-olds. All these will lower costs for families.
That'll increase cost plan, of
nobody,
education.
Let me say this again. Nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay an additional penny in new taxes. Not a single penny.
No new taxes. Where have we heard that before?
I may be wrong.
Yeah, you are.
But my guess is that we took a secret ballot in this floor.
And you know what's really sad, Scott, is that all of this
ain't fair.
Is how it is affecting everybody.
I'm not looking to punish
anybody. The way he's saying this.
Well, let's make corporations and wealthy Americans start.
It's making it sound like he's communist.
Look,
no wonder why.
Last year.
I mean,
that's why.
Why
Putin's
not?
That's why Putin's not nicking us.
Chris Coons and Tom Carper.
I don't think Putin will.
My distinguished congresswoman.
I have to have an idiot.
We come from the land of corporate America.
I mean,
there are more corporations incorporated in America than every other state in America combined. I still won 36 years in a row.
Is getting
the
new.
Point is, at this point, even they understand you should pay just a fair share. Last year, 55 of the Fortune 500 companies earned $40 billion in profit and paid zero in federal taxes.
Right. Well, okay, Biden.
Mm-hmm. It's not fair. That's
Trump
why
tried
I proposed a 15% minimum tax rate for corporations.
Ooh.
We've got
15% minimum?
And that's why
they'll pass that
in the G7 and other meetings overseas were able to put together, I was able to be somewhat helpful.
Hey, why not?
130 countries agree on a global minimum tax rate.
A global
minimum tax rate. So companies can't get out of paying their taxes at home by shipping jobs and factories overseas.
They ship the registration of their main office.
The very wealthy who don't pay, who pay a lower tax rate than a teacher and a firefighter. So that's my plan, but we have to go in more detail later. I'm going to grow
more detail.
Lower the cost of families. So what are we waiting for? Let's get this done. We all know we've got to make changes.
I mean, you look like you can afford an ounce of meth or cocaine.
And while you're at it, confirm my nominees for the Federal Reserve, which plays a critical role in fighting inflation.
No, it doesn't.
My plan will not only lower cost and give families a fair shot, it will lower the deficit. The previous administration ballooned the deficit with those tax cuts for the very wealthy.
Biden, I'm no longer a logger. I no longer am able to cut down trees because of your stupidness.
Pandemic relief funds being wasted. Remember we had those debates about whether or not those watchdogs should be able to see every day how much money was being spent, where was it going to the right place? But in my administration,
idiots
watchdogs
like him.
Back.
I can't afford.
And we're going to go after the criminals who stole billions of relief money. meant for small business and millions of Americans. Tonight, I'm announcing that the Justice Department will soon name a chief prosecutor for pandemic fraud.
A chief. He said a chief prosecutor for pandemic fraud. Look, I think he meant chief. And then the first one they got to prosecute. Yeah. First one they got to prosecute.
Thank you. By the end of this year, the deficit will be down to less than half of what
look,
it was.
Look, you see how bored Nancy is?
The only president ever to cut the deficit by more than $1 trillion.
She's probably thinking, where's the bar?
Lowering your cost also meant demanding more competition. I'm a capitalist. But capitalism without competition.
She's probably trying to figure out where's the nearest bar
capitalism.
After this.
Mm-hmm. Capitalism without competition is exploitation.
That's actually a printout of Google Maps profits. Of the nearest bars to the capital area. Oh, there's a cool one in Georgetown here that's got a special.
Their profits go up and your prices go up when they don't have to compete. Small businesses and family farmers and ranchers, I need not tell some of my Republican friends from those states. Guess what? You got 4 basic meatpacking facilities. That's it. You play with them or you don't get to play at all. And you pay a hell of a lot more. A hell of a lot more because there's only 4. See what's
what
happening with ocean carriers,
buddy?
Moving goods in and out of America.
Oh, during McConnell pandemic, looks unhappy.
About half a dozen or less foreign-owned companies raised prices by as much as 1,000% and made record profits. Tonight,
we're
I'm
waiting for
a crackdown
to get
on those companies overcharging American businesses and consumers. Folks.
How many companies are going to do this voluntarily? Not that many.
And as Wall Street firms take over more nursing homes, quality in those homes has gone down.
This happened in the last 30 years. No.
That ends on my watch.
You're not fighting inflammation. You're causing inflammation.
And make sure
your
loved ones get the care they deserve and that they inspect. And
you sound like Biden.
We're also going to cut costs.
Inflation, not inflammation.
Giving workers a fair
shot. You sound like Biden. You really do.
Provide more training and apprenticeships. Hire them based on skills, not just their degrees.
Uh-huh.
Let's pass the Paycheck Fairness Act and paid leave. Raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
You're jumping around topic to topic.
So no one has to
he is just throwing spaghetti. He's just throwing legislative spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks.
And invest in what Jill, our first lady who teaches full-time, calls America's best-kept secret, community colleges. Look.
Because didn't she teach it one?
The PRO Act. When a majority of workers want to form a union, they shouldn't be able to be stopped. When we invest in our workers and we build an economy from the bottom up and
be able to
together,
be stopped.
We can do something we haven't done in a long time. Build a better America. For more than 2 years, COVID has impacted every decision in our lives and the life of this nation.
No, you're not.
And I know
you are not a capitalist.
Frustrated. No. Exhausted. That doesn't even count. Close to a million
you're
people.
You're exploiting America,
dining
buddy.
Table or a kitchen table
when
is, an empty chair.
When has...
Oh, now he's waxing poetic. Listen to this. He's waxing poetic.
I also know this.
The kitchen table is now empty.
Because of the progress we've made, because of your resilience and the tools that we have been provided by this Congress, tonight I can say we're moving forward safely back to a more normal.
We've
reached a good moment in the fight against COVID-19, where severe cases are down to a level not seen since July of last year. Just a few days ago, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention issued a new mask guideline. Under the new guidelines, most Americans and most of the country can now go mask-free. And based on projections, more of the country will reach a point across that point across the next couple of weeks.
That point across.
Progress
oh, okay.
Made in the past year, COVID-19 no longer need control our lives.
Elmer Fudd is more is
about
better speaking.
Tonight, I say, we never will just
better
accept living with COVID-19. We'll continue to combat the virus as we do other diseases. And because this virus mutates and spreads, we have to stay on guard.
Except for those of us that can't get the vaccine, dummy.
As we move forward safely, in my view. First, stay protected with vaccines and treatments. We know how incredibly effective vaccines are. If you're vaccinated and boosted, You have the highest degree of protection. We'll never give up on vaccinating more Americans.
I'm vaccinated and not boosted, and I will never get the booster. I don't trust you, and I don't trust it. I have no choice because of my job to be vaccinated.
We're all ready. We are also ready with antiviral treatments.
Wait a minute.
If you get COVID-19, the Pfizer pill reduces your chances of ending up in the hospital.
You have very slowly agreed to letting them be allowed. Come on.
Pfizer is working overtime to get us a million pills this month.
The Pfizer pill?
Double that next month.
So what are we, like,
now we're launching tests to treat.
He's training us like we're a bunch of drug addicts now.
So people can get tested at a pharmacy, and if they prove positive, receive the antiviral pills on the spot at no cost.
That was not what he originally went in for. They were trying to even stop antiviral pills, too. See, the Democrats are lying.
If you're compromised or have some other vulnerability, we have treatments and free high-quality masks. We're leaving no one behind. We're ignoring anyone's needs as we move forward. On testing, we've made hundreds of millions of tests available, and you can order them for free to your doorstep. And we've already ordered free tests. If you already ordered free tests tonight, I'm announcing you can order another group of tests.
Romeo, plug in your phone.
COVIDtest.gov starting next week, and you can get more tests.
And you can get more tests?
You must prepare for new variants. Over the past, we've gotten much better at detecting new variants. If necessary, we'll be able to develop new vaccines in 100 days instead of maybe months or years.
Maybe months or years.
If Congress provides the funds we need, we'll have new stockpiles of tests, masks, pills ready if needed.
Blame Congress.
I can't promise a new variant won't come.
How convenient. Of course not.
I can promise you. We'll do everything within our power to be ready if it does.
Blame his own party.
Third.
Why not? It's a typical. We're throwing donkey people under the bus.
You can end the shutdown of schools and business. We have the tools we need.
He's got to do it.
It's time for America to get back to work and fill our great downtowns again with people. People working from home can feel safe and begin to return to their offices.
Yeah,
we're doing
amazing.
That here in the federal government. The vast majority of federal workers will once again work in person. Our schools are open. Let's keep
we'll
it that way.
Do everything we can.
Our kids need to be in school. The 75% of adults.
I want to go back and cut
trees. Fully vaccinated.
Need to do my job.
Hospitalization is down by 77%. Most Americans can remove their masks.
Well, our kids don't.
Indoctrination.
I don't want my kids.
We achieved this because we provided free vaccine tests and masks.
Junk in school. I don't want that.
Of course, continuing this costs money.
Why would I let them push their agenda on me?
I'm going to soon send a request to Congress.
Homeschool kids.
The vast majority of Americans have used these tools and may want again. You may need them again, so I expect Congress, and I hope we'll pass that quickly. Fourth, we'll continue vaccinating the world. We've sent four.
Okay, so if you want everybody to be vaccinated, fix the freaking vaccine to where there's no medical restrictions that prevent you from getting it.
Yeah.
We won't stop.
And also stop sending them out to the world.
Make it mandatory.
Well, what he needs to do, Scott, is stop making it mandatory. I had to do it because of my job, because sometimes when I go to people's houses to cut their trees, I have to be around people. Not all the time.
Much loss of life. Let's use this moment to reset.
Much of my choice.
Oh, wait, this is good.
The choice of what I had
to do. Stop looking at the dividing line.
For what it is.
And see it for what it is. What?
Disease. Let's stop seeing each other as enemies. Start seeing each other for who we are. Fellow Americans. Look.
Oh, God. This is tiresome.
We can't change how divided we've been. It's a long time in coming. But we can change how to move forward on COVID-19 and other issues that we must face together. I recently visited New York City Police Department days after the funerals of Officer Wilbur Mora and his partner, Officer Jason Rivera. They were responding to a 9/11 call when a man shot and killed him with a stolen gun. Officer Moore was 27 years old. Officer Rivera was 22 years old. Both Dominican Americans who grew up in the same streets, but they later chose to parole to patrol as police officers.
Parole?
I spoke
they later chose to parole?
And I told them they were dead for their sacrifices.
Just because they're Jamaican Americans or whatever, they were paroling or Dominican Americans? They were paroling?
Like some of you have been around for a while. I've worked with you on these issues.
Sounds a little prejudiced.
I know what works. Investigating crime prevention and community policing, cops who walk the beat, who know the neighborhood.
Community policing only works if you have enough money for that policing.
But choose between safety and equal justice. Let's come together and protect our
community. And equal justice, come on, you're dealing with
law enforcement accountable. That's why the Justice Department has required body cameras, banned choke calls and restricted no-knock.
And look where it's gotten some officers who went a little bit out of the beyond the balance.
$350 billion
and have caused riots and other things.
States and counties can use to hire more police, invest in more proven strategies.
More proven strategies. That sounds like you could use that against COVID. We have more proven strategies against COVID.
Yeah, how linguistic
proven strategies like community violence interruption, trusted messengers, breaking the cycle.
You're trying to be a linguistic with this.
Giving young people some hope.
Well, I'm a journalist like you, so you know what
to
expect.
Not to defund the police, it's to fund the police.
Well, duh. First time he has said that.
Fund them. Fund them with resources and training. Resources and training they need to protect our community.
There's the proviso. There's the other shoe.
I ask Democrats and Republicans alike to pass my budget and keep our neighborhoods safe. I will do everything in my power to crack down on gun trafficking, of ghost guns, which you can buy online, assemble at home.
You can't buy
no
guns
serum
online.
Can't be traced. I ask
can
Congress
you?
To pass proven measures to reduce gun violence. Past universal
not that I'm aware
why
of.
Should yeah. anyone on the terrorist list be able to purchase a weapon? Why? And folks, man, assault weapons with high capacity magazines hold up to 100 rounds. You think the deer are wearing Kevlar vests? Look, repeal the liability shield. It makes gun manufacturers the only industry in America that can't be sued. The only one.
But they would have at most
indirect
liability.
Imagine had we done that with the tobacco manufacturers.
Oh,
these laws don't infringe on the Second Amendment. They save lives. The most fundamental right in America is the right to vote and have it counted. And look,
he's jumping from a Second Amendment issue into a voting issue. That doesn't make sense.
State after state, new laws have been passed. Not only suppress the vote, we've been there before, but to subvert the entire election. Can't let this happen.
Tonight to subvert the
Senate.
Where is he jumping this logic?
Pass the Freedom to Vote Act. Pass the John Lewis Act, Voting Rights Act. And while you're at it, pass the Disclose Act so Americans know who's funding our election. Look, tonight, I like to honor someone who dedicated his life to serve this country. Justice Breyer, an Army veteran, constitutional scholar, retiring Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Justice Breyer, thank you for your service. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you for not being controversial.
Get up, stand, let him see you. Thank you.
Thanks for not creating problems for me on the PR side.
And we all know, no matter what your we all know one of the most serious constitutional responsibilities a president has is nominating someone to serve on the United States Supreme Court.
Here it comes.
As I did 4 days ago, I've nominated Circuit Court of Appeals Ketanji Brown Jackson, one of our nation's top legal minds, who continue in Justice Breyer's legacy of excellence. A former top litigator in private practice, former federal public defender, from a family of public school educators and police officers. She's a consensus builder. Since she's been nominated, she's received a broad range of support, including the Fraternal Order of Police and former judges supported by Democrats and Republicans. Folks, if we're to advance liberty and justice, we need to secure our border and fix the immigration system.
Duh. Where did you make that? He left out the transition. And they're just eating it up. You know, because he's talking in expanded sound bites.
And as you might guess, I think we can do both. At our border, we've installed new technology like cutting-edge scanners to better detect drug smuggling. We've set up joint patrols with Mexico and Guatemala to catch more human traffickers. We're putting in place dedicated immigration judges and significant
immigration judges,
so families fleeing persecution and violence can have their cases heard faster, and those who don't legitimately here can be sent back. We're screening, we're securing commitments, we're supporting partners in South and Central America to host more refugees and secure their own borders. We can do all this while keeping lit the torch of liberty.
Trump generation of said these things too.
My forebears and many of you are. Provide a pathway to citizenship for dreamers, those with temporary status, farm workers, essential workers. Revise our laws.
Revise our laws?
Businesses have workers they need. And families don't wait decades to reunite. It's not only the right thing to do, it's economically smart thing to do. That's why the immigration reform is supported by everyone from
Labor. You ain't gonna get nothing done, buddy.
The U.S. No. Chamber of Commerce. Let's get it done once and for all. Folks. Advancing liberty and justice also requires protecting the rights of women. The constitutional right affirmed by Roe v. Wade, standing precedent for half a century. Is under
the he's going to get in trouble with this one.
If you want to go forward, not backwards, you must protect access to health care, preserve a woman's right to choose, and continue to advance maternal health care for all.
Oh, no,
America.
He did not just go there.
He did.
And folks, for our LGBTQ plus Americans, let's finally get the Bipartisan Equality Act to my desk.
Let's get the bipartisan
state laws
on his desk.
And their families. It's simply wrong. And I said last year, especially to our younger transgender Americans, I'll always have your back as your president so you can be yourself and reach your God-given potential.
I'll always have your back, regardless of what you call it.
As I've just demonstrated, although often appears we do not agree, and that we do agree on a lot more things than we acknowledge.
What?
I signed 80 bipartisan bills into law last year, from preventing government shutdowns, protecting aged Americans from still too common hate crimes, to reforming military justice, and will soon be strengthening the Violence Against Women Act that I first wrote 3 decades ago. It's important. It's important for us to show the nation we can come together and do big things. Tonight I'm offering a unity agenda for the nation. 4 big things we can do together, in my opinion. First,
what are the 4?
The opioid epidemic.
There's so much
we can do. Increase funding for prevention, treatment, harm reduction and recovery. Get rid of outdated rules and stop doctors prescribing treatments. Stop the flow of illicit drugs by working with state and local law enforcement to go after the traffickers. And if you're suffering from addiction, you should know you're not alone. I believe in recovery, and I celebrate the 23 million Americans in recovery. Second, let's
take on
mental
health. But you just said doctors shouldn't prescribe.
Especially among our children whose lives and education have been turned upside down. American Rescue Plan gave schools money to hire teachers and help students make up for lost learning. I urge every parent to make sure your school does just that. Have the money.
Your school.
We can all play a part. Sign up to be a tutor or a mentor. Children were also struggling before the pandemic. Bullying, violence, trauma, and the harms of social media.
Trauma?
As Frances Haugen, who is here tonight with us, has shown, we must hold social media platforms accountable for the national experiment they're conducting on our children for
Ooh.
Profit.
Ooh. Biden, you're going to get in trouble for that one.
Folks.
Romeo, somebody will yell at him tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you for the courage you showed. It's time to strengthen privacy protections, ban targeted advertising to children, demand tech companies stop collecting personal data on our children, and let's get all Americans
that doesn't make sense.
Health services they need.
How can you know the age of somebody watching something on the internet?
Full parity between physical and mental health care if we treat it that way in our insurance.
Wow, he's just overreaching beyond belief.
Yeah.
The third piece of that agenda is support our veterans.
Oh,
veterans,
yeah.
Are the backbone and the spine of this country. They're the best of us. I've always believed that we have a sacred obligation to equip those we send to war and care for those and their family when
what?
They come home.
To cryptos?
My administration
he said
is providing
that.
Assistance
a sacred
to
obligation to cryptos.
And now helping lower-income veterans mm-hmm. get VA care debt-free. And our troops in Iraq have faced in Afghanistan have faced
and to
many
make
dangers.
VA care debt-free?
One being stationed at bases breathing in toxic mm-hmm. smoke from burn pits.
Oh, Nancy.
Many of you have been there.
She just wants
I've
to apply.
I've been out of Iraq and Afghanistan over 40 times. These burn pits that incinerate waste, the waste of war, medical and hazardous material, jet fuel, and
hazardous.
And they come home. Many of the world's fittest and best trained warriors in the world. Never the same. Headaches, numbness, dizziness. A cancer that would put them in a flag-draped coffin.
But you allow this, Mr. President, passively or actively,
one
you allow
this. One of those mm-hmm. soldiers was my son, Major Bo Biden.
Oh, God.
I don't know for sure if the burn pit that he lived near, that his hooch was near.
That
Iraq,
his hooch?
Earlier than that.
That his drinking
the cause of
thing
his brain
was...
cancer, the disease of so many other troops. But I am committed to find
you should
out
be.
I can. Committed. To military families like Danielle Robinson from Ohio, the widow of Sergeant First Class Heath Robinson. He was born a soldier, Army National Guard, combat
the widow?
In Kosovo and Iraq.
He just
stationed
called a guy a widow.
Yards from burn pits the size of football fields. Danielle is here with us tonight. They love Ohio State football games.
Oh, God. And just drops in Ohio State football games to get sympathy about her. That is the widow, not him.
Yeah.
And they love building Legos with their daughter.
Well, so do you.
Cancer from prolonged exposure to burn pits ravaged Heath's lungs and body. Danielle says Heath was a fighter to the very end. He didn't know how to stop fighting.
Hey, Scott, I might have to book out here. But I got
tonight, okay.
And
Danielle,
I just about had a confrontation where I want
the VA.
Okay.
So the VA is hiring new ways of linking toxic exposure to disease, already helping more veterans get benefits. And
well,
tonight,
I'll be, actually, you know what?
I'm announcing we're expanding the eligibility of veterans suffering from nine respiratory
I'll
cancers.
Stay.
Okay.
And then you all can listen to me.
Pass a law to make sure veterans
live
national toxic exposure.
Okay.
In Iraq to finally get the benefits and the comprehensive health care they deserve.
But Scott, this sounds all too familiar. This is like pandering.
Yeah. Huh? By the way, Mindy, who's one of our listeners, appreciate you coming in, Mindy.
Not a problem.
And fourth and last, let's end cancer
and
as we know it.
Scott, do you want to tell the folks who
this
Mindy is to me?
Your significant other?
Yep.
Oh, there's Dr. Biden.
But, hey, Scott, oh, never mind.
How long is the speech going on for?
Kamala?
So many of you.
Huh? No idea.
Husband, wife, son, daughter, mom.
Dude, I feel like I'm about ready to go to sleep.
Cancer is the number two cause of death in America, second only to...
This guy's putting me to sleep.
I've almost got the beverage can almost drained.
I announced the plan to supercharge the cancer moonshot that President Obama asked me to lead.
I just started.
Our goal is to cut cancer death rates by at least 50% over the next 25 years. I think we can do better than that. Turn cancers from death sentences into treatable diseases. More support for patients and their families.
What about more support?
To get there, I call on Congress to fund what I call ARPA-H, Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health. Patterned after DARPA in the Defense Department.
Yeah, I knew he stole that.
To the internet, GPS, and so on.
I knew he stole that acronym from somebody.
Safer and be able to wage war more.
See, Scott, here's the difference between you and him. You're organic. He's not.
Breakthroughs in cancer,
yeah, thank you.
Alzheimer's and diabetes.
He's a bad.
A unity agenda for the nation.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. He needs a subscription to Hooked on Phonics.
And I don't see a person edge to any one of those.
Well, to me, you know, it's like...
My fellow Americans.
I think of it in this way. It's like taking a... It's kind of like one of those... That you really want to take.
Sacred space,
but you just can't take that.
Citadel of democracy.
You just want to get rid of it. You want to flush it. You want to get rid of near that thing.
Americans have debated great questions. Great strife.
Sorry, Scott. How are you being facetious?
We fought for freedom. Expanded liberty.
Hold on. And my mind's gone blank now.
Unlike the president.
Freest and most prosperous nation the world has ever known. Now is the hour.
What?
Our moment of responsibility.
Oh, you're following me.
Our test to resolve a conscience of history itself. It is in this moment that our character, this generation, is formed. Our purpose is found.
That our character of this generation got
well, I know this nation.
Linguistically wrong.
We'll meet the test.
The character of this our generation fairness is formed.
Opportunities. And we will save democracy.
Biden doesn't even have
character.
What does
he mean? I'm more optimistic about America today than I've been my whole life. Because I see the things like, within our grasp.
It's like one of my crazed fans.
Beyond our capacity.
The basement of character.
We're the only nation on earth that has always turned every crisis we face into an opportunity.
Well,
the only nation that can be defined by a single word. Possibilities. So on this night,
come on, Scott, that was pretty
our 245th year as a nation, I've come to report on the state of the nation, the state of the union. And my report is this. The state of the union is strong because people are strong.
Today.
We are stronger today.
I have sympathy for Biden in a way.
We are stronger today
Scott,
than we were a year
ago. You're going to wonder why I have it.
Yeah,
but
why do you have it?
I will be stronger a year from now.
I feel bad today. Because his brain wants
this
to kind of work.
This is our moment.
Well, I mean,
to meet and overcome the challenges of our time.
Good enough,
and we will.
It looks like his body's okay to do things, but his mind is incoherent.
United States of America.
A kid with ADHD without Ritalin. Spinning 300 miles per hour. I feel bad for his brain because...
Go get him.
Go get him.
We got to admit it. He's got to, you know, he's not all up there. He's not the brightest, the sharpest crayon in the crayon box.
By the way, for those of you who just joined us, this is a delayed broadcast or rebroadcast of the President Joe Biden State of the Union address. This is Scott Hum. Joining me was Romeo Hill. And also watching at the same time was a listener and the significant other of Romeo, named delightful young woman named Mindy.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
And thank you for joining us, baby. So, baby, I got to ask you this real quick. What do you think about this? I mean...
Yeah, Mindy, you were making quite a few comments and enjoying some of the humor, hopefully unintended, of this, but Romeo brings up a good question. What did you think overall in this, if you don't mind us asking?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts, and some of them may not make sense.
Don't worry, we'll edit.
You know, I tried really hard to stay out of politics and all that because it just gives me it gives me a migraine. But
Scott, I mean, yeah. Sorry, Biden. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was confusing Biden between Scott. Sorry.
He jumped, like you were saying earlier, Scott. He jumps from one topic to another like a frick jackrabbit on speed.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing with Russia and the Ukraine, it's only been going on for a few days, but it's like beating a dead horse. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not getting anywhere with it. He's not helping the situation at all. So he might as well give up trying.
Yeah.
You know, when my skin started to crawl, my blood started to boil, is when he started trying to talk about all the Medicare and the health insurance and the medical field and all of that, because I have a personal interest in that area in particular because of my life situation. You know, I have to deal with that kind of stuff every single day, you know, and granted, he's not the president that has made promises, quote unquote, to lower health care costs and, you know, raise insurance benefits and all of that. I've heard it all before.
Mm-hmm.
But with him.
That check message. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Go ahead, baby.
When he says that he's going to lower costs and raise the benefits to where consumers like me don't have to pay as much out of pocket, I don't get him. You know, mm-hmm. Others have tried and failed.
Yeah.
But he's not even trying.
No. Romeo, you had an important message you were going to discuss with us briefly.
Yeah. Know that we're doing politics, but I think it's time I do something. I'm going to do this.
Okay.
Mindy?
Yes?
You have been my best friend for a long time, for a month now, taking care of me. You have loved me. You have been there for me, and you have done a lot for me more than I have done for you. I was like a lost dog without an owner until I found you. You became my companion. You have done as much, probably the same amount as Scott has done for me, and I want to thank you both. But Mindy, this is a very important question. I know I have gone through a lot, and I know I'm sorry to say this, a very crazy, not organic, and I hate to use Scott's word, journalist. I'm quirky, dorky, and sometimes a little hard. Are we rolling, Scott?
Yes, we are still rolling.
Mindy?
Yeah?
Do me the honor. I'm going to do this out in the rain, right here, right now. Do me the honor being my wife.
Oh, my God.
You're better than every girl that I've ever had.
Wow.
You have understood me. You've never dissed me. You've never told me to stop dipping. You've never told me to leave you alone. I've been by your side ever since you were in that hospital. And when I saw you in that hospital, I was about ready to rip up my heart and trade you places with my heart to yours. When I'm hurt and I feel you pain. You feel my pain when I'm hurt. I love you. But you don't have to answer it now. If you don't want to, I understand.
No, I have an answer. Of course I will. Of course my answer is yes.
No.
Damn it, you made me cry.
This was recorded the evening of March 1st. Romeo and Mindy, congratulations. I'm sure that when we put this up a little later tonight or early tomorrow, it's going to make our listeners cry with joy as well as you guys are crying now.
Oh, my God.
Love you, baby girl. You're my princess. I never thought of anything so precious than you in my life. You make me the happiest, and I want to thank you.
Thank you for anything.
No, stop saying you didn't do anything. You have. Just like the Phantom of the Opera, you have seen the face, the true face that I have. You've seen my true side. You accept me for who I am. I've loved you ever since.
Wow. I think on that note, we're going to go ahead and stop the recording so you guys can have some quality time alone.